I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by none other than top pranksters. It's Archie and Josh, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky. Are you pranking us?
No, absolutely not. How would I be pranking you?
We wouldn't know, I guess. That would be the whole point. She's guilty now, though.
Yeah,
no. We're on the firing line.
No, honestly, I actually just confided in my producer before I did this that I fucking hate pranks.
Oh, God. Thing is, because we've worked before, you are one of the few major reality stars we've never tried to prank.
I don't know how I'd deal with it. I'd probably be an arsehole. Like,
yeah, we've done quite a lot with the Geordie Shore. We got Chloe Ferry with sushi on her eyes, thinking that it was some kind of wellness treatment. So we've hit the Geordies pretty hard, but you've kind of got immunity from it.
There's still no proof that that isn't a legitimate
that's great. Wellness. But it's like the traitors. You've got a shield. You're immune from it.
Am I okay for now? But then, okay, so now you're lulling us into a false sense of security and I absolutely feel like you're just going to fuck me up at some point. Obviously, you guys are giving me Ashton Kutcher punked vibes when you do things like this. That was very much my generation.
I was going to say, you're showing your age there because your skin makes you look about 20.
Well, that's a good doctor. I am old as fuck. So yeah, sorry, my dogs are going mad.
They don't like swearing. There's people wondering now.
She's tending to her dogs.
She's now letting the dogs. I think she's kicking them into the garden. Not literally, obviously. She's just let them out of the garden. There we go.
There was a bird in there, and heaven forbid the bird just exists, because fuck me, right? A punked was definitely my era. And like, honestly, to this day, I can still remember the moments when a celeb just didn't handle it very well. And I know for an absolute fact I'd be that arsehole.
Really?
Would you try and sue us, though?
Oh, my God, no.
I mean, we get that. We had one reality star whose agent... We what did we do with a hairdryer or a Hoover?
We did a suction cup type therapy, except it wasn't suction cups. It was just hoovering him with a sort of Henry the Hoover.
Anyway, his agent threatened to sue us. That happens sometimes.
I'd like to think, so in the heat of the moment, I'd probably be like stressed out and pissed off. You know, I just can't help myself. That's my default setting. But then I think afterwards, I would be good natured. You got us. You know what I mean? Like, what
I think it depends what the prank is. If it's like quite an innocent one, and most of the stuff we've done on TV stars is quite innocent, then it's fine. If it's something a bit more serious, we've done some slightly more kind of meaningful work on genuinely bad actors, then I think probably it's a slightly different outcome.
The reality star stuff is just fun. We love reality stars, but you're our favourite, obviously.
Oh, so diplomatic, lads, honestly. okay, well, I'm going to stop talking about this now because it's giving me anxiety. So let's move on.
Okay.
How did you guys meet? Obviously, you're YouTubers, you're OGs. I need to know how this partnership came about.
Grindr. And so it was a dark, stormy night.
Not Grindr.
Josh was a bit bored. His gland was in his hand.
That's disgusting. And... my gland was not in my hand. Okay, let's get the real story here, Vicky. So I was a YouTuber on my own at first. Archie was a magician and entertainer and comedian and all sorts of wonderful things. I'd seen a series he'd done online called Archie Asks, where he would go up to...
Do you want to turn your phone off, by the way, in the middle of a podcast recording? It's considered polite in some cultures.
Your phone's on as well.
Yeah, but mine's away from the fucking
microphone. No, it's got my... What, how do you think I'm going to make jokes?
It's got your script.
So I'd seen the series he created online called Archie Asks. I thought it was really funny. I left a comment on the video.
You did. You commented on one of my videos. And this was a thing where I just go around big events interviewing members of the public with bullshit. So I go to like Wimbledon and say, are you excited to see Andy Murray play Ashton Kutcher in the next round, and people would think they're on the BBC, and they'd be like, yeah, Ashton's playing really well this year, or whatever. and then Josh offered me a job.
Yeah, so Archie worked for me. I still hold this over him.
I've never made more money since then, honestly. And then I said, give me half the fucking business or I'm walking away. He gave me half the business, and since then it's tanked. And I now make almost nothing.
So we partnered up. We've obviously got the YouTube channel together, the Josh and Archie channel, and then we have a production company together, which is called Goon Squad Productions, which makes all of our YouTube stuff.
Plug.
And we also create adverts for brands, but fun adverts, you know, not boring ones.
No, honestly, you guys are like, I can't even remember how many threats is going on there, but triple, quadruple threats, whatever it is, you are fucking smashing it. Tell me about YouTube, because this is a space that I have not...
It's an online place where people put videos.
And anyone can watch
it. I know you're older, Vicky, but it's free as well.
Yeah, it's like, do you remember Bebo?
Or Blockbuster. It's like that, but like online, on the internet with a dial-up.
I absolutely loved Blockbuster.
Do you know what? Quick diversion. There is still... Blockbuster was a franchise, and there is still one Blockbuster in North America that is still existing.
No!
And it kitted out in exactly the same way as your Blockbuster would have been in Newcastle or in London or in Andover, wherever.
I like the way when you say Newcastle, you say Newcastle.
Yeah, so that she can understand. And I'm translating in real time. It's generous. And anyway, there's one you can go and visit in North America,
yeah.
And it's the guys just never closed it because it's still profitable.
Wow.
Very random, but there is still one. There's one Blockbuster, so a complete tangent. So,
answer your question. What do you want to know about YouTube?
Do you make loads of money from it?
Tons, yeah. It's actually disgusting. No, seriously, like, I sometimes think, ooh, that's a bit much.
You know what? There is you can make a lot of money on YouTube, but we actually don't make that much money on YouTube because we don't upload that much.
Just because you're busy or because you're stupid and don't want to make too much money. Yeah.
What, oh, what, shut up.
What's the point?
I guess we create different videos to a lot of people on YouTube. They take a long time to... Ooh, our lights has just died, unfortunately.
Well, you still look great. And
okay.
I look like baby Cameron having fucked the pig. I look so gammony.
Come off it now. So we don't make that much money off YouTube. We had to start up the corporate business and we do adverts.
Can you stop? Just leave the light alone.
I'm going to get a new light.
Okay, you get a new light. Oh, I'll close the door. And then hopefully when we come back, it'll be less chaotic and we'll have a nice day. Right.
So to answer your question, you can make loads of money on YouTube. Some people are gazillionaires from YouTube. We do well, you know, we're able to do it for a living, which we are really happy about. But like, you know, we're not as rich as you.
Oh, okay. Well, boo for you guys. But like, apart from that, you are doing really well. Like, Archie, do you even need this money? Like,
Vicky, this is a fun.
Vicky, this is a hobby. I do this for fun. I thought about doing nursing or something, and I thought, this is more fun, so no, I'll just do this.
The accent is a front, Vicky. He's
you can't beat his fucking up, actually. I'll go like this now. No.
What I will say for him is, okay, where Archie was very fortunate, if you don't mind me saying, was he got very well educated. But you've worked since you were little. You were a magician when you were little.
Yeah, I was child labourer. Yeah,
you were lucky to be given a great education, but you have actually, made your own way.
There are some YouTubers that are just given everything. Like Max Fosh, for example, is loaded. Like one of the richest men, in Britain. I have to work, sadly, despite my accent. It's tough. It's tough.
But, yeah, no, it's...
It's not really work, is it? It's sitting chatting to you. It's not, I'm not down the mines.
Exactly. Well, I think I'd be very good
for the record. I think I'd be an excellent miner.
Vicky, can you show us this edit before it goes out?
You'd be great. You're such a fucking gold digger. Look at your fiance. You'd be great at mining the gold.
There is no way, as I'm saying this before it goes out, it is going out raw. Fuck you guys.
Do I need to work for a living? Yeah, kind of, but you know, see how
it goes.
And then, so you are from Canny Good Stock, though, right? What is your...
Sorry, in English? Canny Good Stock.
Canny Good Stock.
Oh, like, Canny Good Stock, yes.
Canny Good Stock. So, right, what do you have a title?
I do not have a title. No. You know, that's the second time you've asked me that question.
No.
We did a show called The Royal World Thing together, and you're obsessed with the fact that I might have a title, and then you were really disappointed when I said no.
I was probably trying to shag you.
And then when I said no, you really weren't trying to shag me. No, I don't have a title. I'm related to people that my grandfather had a title.
We're all technically related.
But he's dead now, so that doesn't count for much. He's sorry. Ashes. Don't be sorry. Sorry, it's absolutely fine. Ka-ching.
My
dad doesn't listen to this now.
I remember that show, but then I only remembered it when Elif, my producer, was like, we're going to have Josh and Archie on, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I know him. We did this weird thing years ago for MTV. So for everybody listening who, you know, living under a rock and didn't watch The Royal World.
Which is, by the way, everybody listening.
I was going to say, out of the shows you've appeared in, Vic, where did that one rank viewership-wise, do you think?
I don't think any cunt watched it, babe.
No, it would have been cheaper for MTV to give 50 quid to everyone who did watch it. That would have been cheaper than making the show. I think it was their biggest ever fuck-up, actually.
Well, then I actually am so frustrated with that, because on paper, you'd want to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, great show. But it just...
Well, I don't know about that. Archie was in it.
I was excellent in it. I was fucking amazing in it. It just didn't work for some reason. Although, weirdly, it was very popular in Brazil. Because it was around the world. So I, for a short time, was a very famous Brazilian. Well, not Brazilian, but very famous in Brazil, apparently. But no one saw it. Not even my mother. My mother gave up after episode 3.
I haven't watched it.
No. I dread to watch it back now, though.
I would. Oh. Maybe we should.
But then, welcome to my career. I mean, absolutely half the stuff, but I cannot. I could not watch back. I think it's a learning curve, you know. And look at where you are now. So
exactly, we're on Vicky Patterson's The Secret 2 podcast.
Exactly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Have your own super successful podcast as well.
Yes, we do. It's I like that. I like what you've done there. It's called Straight to the Comments. And
it hasn't come out yet. We can't describe it as super successful.
No, it's super successful.
Who wants
the reviews?
Let's,
are in.
Manifest it, Archie. Reviews, come on.
The reviews are in. It is stonkingly successful. Vicky, we're actually gonna get you on. We'd love, that was a question, sorry, that wasn't a demand. It's basically all straight to the comments, and we read out comments about a celebrity from Mail Online stories, and the celebrity has to figure out what the story is based off of the comments.
Okay, God, more anxiety from me. I absolutely hate the Daily Mail. Hi, baby, okay?
Who's that? Is that your cleaner?
That's my fella.
That's your fella? God, get it. What does he do? Let's say hi.
This is Erkan.
Erkan, hello!
This is Archie and Josh. They're on my podcast this week.
How are you doing?
This is Howie Jim.
What does he do for a living?
He's a personal trainer.
Oh, he's a person. Of course, he's got a great body. Can we go back and have a look at the body? Can we?
No.
They want to see your body. They said specifically your dick. That's what Archie said. He says no, he's shy today. I don't know why. I see loads of it. Okay, back to the very successful podcast, Manifest at Archie. Stop laughing. Right. So, are you talking when you're talking about comments, predominantly the ones off the Daily Mail? Because
exclusively the ones off the Mail Online. Only comments on Mail Online. So Josh goes through the comments, of a story about you, for example. He'll then get you into the studio. Don't worry, it's coming. We're doing it with you. And he will read out the comments and you have to guess what the article's about.
But I do slightly filter them. You know, I'm not, there are certain comments which I just don't think would be safe for broadcast.
Also, like, just really bad for people's mental health, no?
The comments are the funny ones. We don't go for the serious. When we've got a celebrity in, we don't go for, like, if the celebrity, for example, had an affair or, you know, someone had died or something bad had happened, we wouldn't use those articles. We use the kind of articles that tend to be, not that the Daily Mail ever does do fluffy, silly, pointless articles, but we'll do those kind of articles. It'd be Vicky Pattinson spotted walking on a beach, you know, and it's that kind of stuff.
But I don't want to read the comments that people say about us in my bikini either, because they're all just fucking hateful. Does it ever, right, okay, do when you're reading this, does it ever make you just really mad at humanity, or can you see the funny side in this? Because I wouldn't, I'd get so
do you read your own comments ever?
No, never, because I'm too sensitive.
I've sort of accepted that there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of just not so bright people in the world.
That make no sense at all.
A lot of it's just very incoherent.
We did an episode this morning with, do you know the actors and dancers AJ and Curtis Pritchard?
Yes, I do know them. I remember them. They came on my podcast too.
Did they?
Yes, they were in Panto at the time.
Yes, I think they're in Panto for like 9 or 10 months a year, and then they come out and do podcasts with the other two. And they
and Hollyoaks.
We talked about Hollyoaks in the podcast.
They were lovely.
They were lovely.
They are really
absolutely
nice. No,
they were really great. They were great guests. They were better guests than they were actors. I think we could agree on that.
Yeah, and they were Hollyoaks.
Take stuff on the chin? They strike me as like really kind of like able to have a bit of laugh at themselves. Very humble.
I feel like AJ's more sensitive than Curtis. And anyway, some of the comments they were getting made no sense at all. Like, poor things. They're like, just complete nutters. People in their basements going, So you do get some, really strange comments. And Josh likes to throw in one of the weird comments and then a couple that actually make sense.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, they have, was it 14 million comments?
Four million a month.
You know, they have like 4 million comments a month on the Mail Online, which is quite a lot. And only 3.9 of them are Prince Harry.
That gives me the ick, though. Like, to think there's four... But maybe it's not 4 million people, because obviously I'm assuming people double up on their comments, even triple up, depends how angry they are, it depends how obsessed, depends how much time they've got on their hands.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, stalkers, I reckon it's how it starts for a lot of people. I think Mail Online comments is kind of the cannabis of stalking.
It's a gateway
stalking.
Yeah. It's the gateway to stalking in the way that cannabis can lead to heroin. It's the same sort of thing.
I just always imagine, right, it's some fucking horrible, weird, middle-aged, balding bloke living in his Mars box room wanking in a sock, right? That's how I have to see it, right?
And you see, and that is your prejudice talking.
Do you know what? I feel actually really guilty about
that. And yet, Vicky, you're bang on. I reckon, and people talk about the kind of people that wank in their mother's basements commenting. I know that's like a stereotype, but I reckon for at least 15 to 20% of these comments, that's true.
Do you think so then the rest of them, right, this is what, like, beggars belief. The rest of these comments you think are just from, like, my beautician or I see when I'm walking my dog or, like,
It's a bit like when people say you're never more than 5 miles from a paedophile. It's the same sort of thing. Like, you wouldn't know. These are normal members of society who, after dark, do very dangerous and bad things.
I do think... You know, in some of the further outer reaches of England is perhaps where you find a lot of these people. It's sort of slower towns, maybe, where there's less going on.
Who's prejudiced, Josh?
You're in media. You don't have a go at the regions. They fucking love the regions. The whole of Channel 4's moved to BBC's in Newcastle. We hate London. We hate white people.
Speaking of the wrong fucking person to diss the regions, you really are.
Don't diss the fucking regions, you moron.
I'm just saying that's where the comments are coming from.
Imagine if anyone on telly listens to this. You'd never work again. We love Brexit Britain. We love the villages. We love people that the trucks bought themselves on cows. Right? That's what we like. We hate civilization. We hate liberal society. We hate any of that shit.
Comments must be coming from London, the city, actually.
Right in Chelsea.
Well, if this is a successful podcast, you'll go on tour and you have to go meet some of these people.
Yeah, it sounds great.
No, I love that. Two meter distance.
The whole time I've maintained that.
Have you taken a podcast on tour yet?
No, again, I feel like my anxiety would stop me doing that.
Yeah. But you don't need to meet the people, do you? Like, you've done tours and shit. You can keep them away, like, at a safe distance.
I've done lots of book signings and I meet everybody that way. But I am a woman of the people, so.
And how close do you let them come to you? Would I be? I'd
right
be
up close. You are. Yeah, I'd be going like,
we're
to
reintroducing
struggle.
COVID measures here. You'll remember the public 2 meters.
Vicky, I'll give you some context to what he's saying. When we've ever gone to sort of public engagements or things where there are people who might know who we are, Archie says, I'm just going to do a quick lap. And he does a lap around the exterior of the building to try and find as many people who will ask him for a photo as possible. So what you're seeing here is what we like to call projecting by Archie.
He's my business partner and therapist.
Oh, well, the relationship seems to be working, guys. God, right. Well, yeah, Grindr's great.
Yeah. 7th of February, put it in your diary.
Okay, let's go back to the podcast. So obviously you don't get the really nasty ones. You just get some hearted ones, someone, yeah. And who have you had on so far?
We've had Danny Dyer.
Big or little?
The disappointing, that's right, the little one.
Oh, nice. Oh,
she's
God.
Great.
I bet you, like, but then who could have anything nasty to say about her? She's as cute as a bunny in a bow tie.
It's the mail online. There's nasty things about everything. It's what you have to remember when you read a bad comment. I mean, the Pope would get bad. No, that's fair enough. Lots of people would hate the Pope. Who's like the Mother Teresa would get bad comments on Mel.
She was a bitch, apparently.
Was she?
Yeah.
Who's like the nicest person ever in history in the world? Who's like the...
Alison Hammond.
Alison Hammond. Do you not like her? Or you do
a
like
great
her?
Show.
No, I love her. It's a great
you love
show.
Her? Yeah. Alison Hammond would get bad comments on the Mail Online.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, her Michael McIntyre big show
funny.
Is so good. He did Midnight Game Show with Alison Hammond at the weekend. It's very entertaining.
I've seen her getting ready in 30 seconds and I thought that was
so
cute.
Funny.
She can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
fuck the
amazing.
Comments.
Kerry Katona coming on.
That's very brave. I imagine Kerry gets some pretty spicy comments.
Mm. I think she probably does. Yeah, so we've got her coming on.
We got AJ and Curtis Pritchard. You mentioned
of course.
That.
So it's pretty much the same guest list as the Oscars. It's the heavy hitters. Of.
You should make sure you get them all together and do the recreation of the
selfie.
But then, okay, so you're putting the heat on your guests. Do you ever take one for the team and read your own comments? Because you have done some pretty outlandish pranks, which I imagine have got you some press column inches. So do you ever read your own comments?
I read every single comment of every single comment's ever left on anything I've ever done.
He's not even lying. It's so weird.
Every YouTube video, every TikTok comment, I've read every single comment. Yeah.
And is that for you, like in the same way a footballer would watch his game tape afterwards in order to improve? Or is this just you?
That's
being
my excuse. But
narcissism?
In reality, I'm just searching for the validation that I never got as a child.
That's the most honest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, that was a joke.
No, it was.
It was.
No, I read them all. Yeah, I think it's part of it's important because you can learn and get better. And part of it, you know, you wake up in the morning, someone calls you a cunt, it kind of fires you up for the rest of the day. That's what happens. So wake up in the morning, Archie's a cunt. Or I get that. I was like, why is Gordon Ramsay on my TV? I don't know.
Oh, no,
like
you got
Gordon
a good
Ramsay.
One.
Or I get Gordon. What was the other one?
No, this is one.
Can you stop?
There's one.
No, I'm looking it up.
This is a new one. Okay, you got Nicola Sturgeon, which is quite good.
I look like Nicola Sturgeon, the former First Minister of Scotland. I don't. And I've got all my WhatsApps.
I don't know if you know who this is, but do you know who I mean by Sandy Toxvig?
Oh, yeah. Didn't she do
the host of QI
for a bit?
Yeah, I'm the host of QI.
Yeah.
I don't look like the Norwegian lesbian comedian, please, Sandy Toxvig.
Can you please put Sandy Toxvig on the screen?
You're seriously overestimating the
budget
on our podcast.
At least I've got less ADHD. Sam Thompson, for the first 2 weeks of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, was a rollercoaster.
Can we tell everyone that you do have ADHD, so you're allowed to at least say that?
Okay, fine. But I like Sam Thompson. He's a great guy.
He is amazing.
And he won I'm a Celeb. You won I'm a Celeb.
I did. I mean, again, a long time ago now.
But is there like a little winners WhatsApp group? Like, I've got this idea that it's like a kind of like the Order of the Merit. The King does like a lunch every year.
Yeah.
But that's what they should do. King Charles should do a lunch for all the queens and kings of the jungle.
It's Anton Deck and they take everyone out.
Is there no like winners WhatsApp group?
They go to what's that cafe called? River Cafe or Jungle Cafe in Leicester
Square.
Yes.
The Rainforest Cafe.
Because it'd be you, Scarlett Moffat, Georgia Toffolo. Mm-hmm. Who else has won?
Joel Dommett.
No, he came second. He came second.
Sam Thompson. Daisy Solomon. Joel Swash.
Yeah, but then you start thinking about the seating plan, don't you? You start going,
But as I just don't think, I think everybody's busy. Gosh, like would never get everybody together. Guys, I've really enjoyed chatting to you in part one. It has left me feeling very nervous and sweaty about, in particular, what you're going to say, Archie. This is going to be heavily edited.
Please feel free to cut whatever the fuck you like.
But I'm really looking forward to talking to you in part two and chatting all about your pranks and hopefully really avoiding getting one myself.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.